Hey, welcome to the AI Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James. Today, we're going to be diving in headfirst on how a technology and logistics company called Arrive AI just recently listed on NASDAQ ticker symbol ARAI. They're crowdfunded and just went public. Last mile delivery through secure AI-powered mailbox infrastructure is their game, and they're reducing the friction between people, robots, and drones. We'll share with you the exact steps that you can use in order to implement AI for yourself and for your business on this podcast. Now, before I dive into that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company or just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI agent for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to GPT-Trainer. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time-saving decisions you've made all year. Trying to set up your own AI agent is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it's going to take to get it finished, it's just not worth it. It's 1,000 times faster, and it's safer to hire professionals. Schedule a consultation today. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. So today I have with me Dan O'Toole, who is the CEO at Arrive AI. Hey Dan, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good, Kyle. Thanks for having me, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm super excited about this conversation. I mean, honestly, I'm just curious to learn more about your company at Arrive AI and like just all the automations that you have set up. But tell me, before we get into that though, how did Arrive AI come to be?
In my last life, I was on a business trip coming home from Chicago. I'm based out of Indianapolis. I was driving down a country rural Indiana road. Back in 2014, and somebody was flying a drone in this field to the adjacent to me, and I was daydreaming. I've been on the road for a while, and I saw this drone. I started thinking, drone delivery. That
Wow.
drone is going to be delivering things. You can't drop things off in front of a home or business. You can't pick up items that are waiting on the ground. That's a non-starter. So what are you going to do with all these items that are being shipped and delivered? And that's where I started thinking about, disrupting the mailbox for the first time since 1858. So came up with all these features, benefits, great ideas, got home, ran right past my wife, went to my office, couldn't wait to get all my stuff in my computer, called my patent attorney and said, "Hey, John, I want to file a patent on this Monday morning. I don't want to do a patent search. I don't want to waste time. I want to file a full utility patent. Go." Because I've been the victim of losing a couple of patents in the past. General Motors beat me on a medical device by 3 months. Sony beat me on a remote control by 1 month. So I knew I was in a race. So I ran and I filed. And lo and behold, when it issued 3 years later, it let us know that we beat Amazon by 4 days, Postal Service by
Wow.
2 weeks, others by less than a month. So I knew I was in a race. I was right.
So for everyone who's listening, right now, walk them through like at real high level, what exactly does your company do? Because you're mentioning the drones and maybe some of the automation.
You mentioned reducing the friction between people, robots, and drones. That's what we're doing. We're the aspirational mailbox. If you could redo the mailbox, and I hate to dilute it down to a term like a mailbox, but it's something everyone can understand. AI powered, we're leveraging AI for efficiency, scheduling, route optimization, all these kind of things. Big data. If you want to return something, we have a return logistics feature. You can press the return icon on your app. It'll populate your last purchases. You pick the item you want to send back. It'll notify Amazon, dispatch UPS. You place that item in your arrive point. It gets picked up seamlessly. You don't have to print a label. You don't have to find that receipt. You get your credit back. I kind of call it a UPS store at your door. All your commerce can be done right there. You don't have to go to Kohl's. You don't have to go to Whole Foods. Autonomy is changing the world. The market is always going to take the path of least resistance, right? If you can deal with get all this commerce done so quickly and efficiently, by the time you could put on your shoes and a coat, you could already have an item. It's just amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're using AI right now for the within Arrive AI, which obviously makes sense, right? It's company's called Arrive AI. But like, tell me though, like, what made you decide to start implementing AI in the first place? Like, what was there a specific maybe challenge that you were trying to solve or a problem out there in the market that AI would help with, or walk me through with that?
Yeah,
that
you like. Know, it's funny because, you know, route optimization, efficiency, ground and air traffic control, all those things need to leverage AI. And we were an AI company essentially using our own tech and developing that before it was even in vogue. So when we went to go public, yeah, we got the ticker ARAI. We were there first. So we're really excited about how the market has really met up to where we are at this point and how we're leveraging that. You know, we also have big data. You know, when we're built out, there's 165 million addresses here in the U.S. alone. That number grows by 4,000 new addresses every single day. By nature, AI needs data, all the learnings, and there's not going to be any company better positioned to have the largest, you know, infrastructure that can tap into all that data than we will be. Not only can we use it for ourselves, but we'll be able to share data with anybody that needs those learnings. You know, Tesla's out garnering all kinds of big data and turning that into learnings, and they could share that as well. You know, road construct, all kinds of things. There's all kinds of things we could do. Traffic counting, live streaming video. There's so many use cases. We always say there's more we don't know about what we're going to do than we do know, because when you're the gateway to every home and business throughout the world with great connectivity, you know, the majority of those use cases are yet to be thought of.
Yeah, I can like relate so much with like the data. It's like a race for data, you know, like, I mean, even in AI on our side of the business, it's like you've got the prompting as one side, which is so crucial. And on this other side, which is almost as equal as important, is the data. Like that's what makes like these ChatGPT and large language models out there so effective, is because they're pulling from a large pool of data.
Exactly. And you know, the thing about us is, you know, Amazon knows what they sell you, Walmart knows what they sell you, but no one will know what everybody sells you like we will. You know, we're the gateway to every home and business. Every shipment will start or end at an arrive point. And we're not taking people's data. We're offering a barter. If you want heated and cooled cargo area, notifications, live streaming video, a Ring halo effect, where when your Ring camera goes off and it's looking out, what's looking back? You know, that's us. What if we could trigger your floodlights, act as a sentinel in the middle of the night? You set a window from midnight to 6 a.m. and there's activity. We could turn all your house lights on, all these kind of things. But, you know, we're going to siphon everyone's commerce through us. And by taking advantage of that barter, where we're offering you all these features and benefits, you're sharing your data. We're going to know what you buy, when you buy it, how often you get it, who you get it from, price, age, gender, all those things that make up, you know, the high demographics. When Apple changed the iOS settings on the Pixel, Facebook lost $10 billion in top line revenue just because of that one tweak. We have the most centric data that anyone will have ever had in history. Think of the value of that and how we can leverage that. We're anonymizing that. We're not selling your personal. We're not going to say, hey, it's Kyle. But what if we sold data insights around what we know about you? We anonymized it, but we had groupings, and we target vendors that we know you love, and they're going to make great offers to you based off of that. And that's going to be a great perceived value that will help, you know, offset the or deliver great perceived value for our platform.
Yeah, absolutely. That's incredible. And so you mentioning, I want to keep on this AI here, because I want it for our listeners to hear. It's like, so you're embedding AI, but like walk me through kind of like step by step, like where did you start actually inputting the AI within your process? And what does that look like for those who are, you know, kind of interested in learning a little bit more about Arrive AI?
Sure. Well, you know, it kind of look back to like an Uber model or something like that. You know, one of the most important things is capacity, scheduling, routing, delivering things on demand, prioritizing, all those kind of things, right? So you can't just deliver, you can't have a bunch of hummingbirds, like hummingbirds at a feeder showing up. You have to have it all laid out, and it has to work. You have to be able to prioritize things, keep the efficiency. And that's part of what we're doing, surge pricing, things like that. If it's a Super Bowl and Domino's wants to deliver a ton of pizzas on a certain street, making that territory available for them at that moment, you know, that goes into all the AI and being able to figure out the right schedule routing and things like that. And that's really a big part of what we're doing. Why the need creating a marketplace for shipping. If you want to ship something instead of having to go to FedEx or UPS, what if you could get on your app and say, hey, we've got this item to be shipped. We have the ability to measure and weigh the item inside of your arrive point, and we can give that data to the shipper. You could get your price quote, drop it in there. You don't have to print a label or anything. You just picked up and you get a price, and it's all done electronically.
Wow. I was watching on the website just the little boxes that you have, and I imagine it's probably really popular for businesses where, like, as it drops off a package or picks up a package, it can change the degree temperature inside.
Right.
Up to 20 degrees, either, I guess that's 20 degrees cooler or 20 degrees
warmer.
Warmer. Is that still the case? Or
that is the case. You know, we will not attain a temperature, we'll maintain a temperature. So if you deliver food that's hot, we're going to keep it warm. If you deliver something that's cold, we're going to keep it cold. We're not going to cook a pizza, bake a pizza, in other words.
Yeah, right? That's good.
We want to set the expectation, but we're going to help preserve those things. Today's shipping and packaging is really, state of the art, and it holds, and we're helping to maintain the ambient temperature around to promote keeping the temperature that it needs to be at.
That's amazing. So what types of, for some of the clients that you've been working with and that are doing business with Arrive AI, what sort of results have you been seeing so far since they've been, working with you on the logistics side?
Yeah, well, we're seeing healthcare as a first mover in the space. They're moving, time sensitive, critical items, high valued items, whether it's pharmaceuticals, we haven't done anything with organs yet, but that's happening. Medical supplies, things that are crucial for operating rooms and things like that, lab samples. And that's been really great. We just announced a couple of deals this past week, one with a large pharmaceutical delivery company on the East Coast, and then one with a healthcare network here in Indiana. And we're kind of quarterbacking in a whole new autonomous ecosystem that would include drones, robots, and our cross docks, or our universal access points, is what we call them, chain of custody, setting up routes, and just having autonomy do the work of people. And what that's doing, it's delivering better outcomes and better experiences for turning over emergency rooms quicker, getting people faster results, being able to create more capacity with the same space for the operators and things like that. It's hard to find people anymore.
Absolutely. I would imagine too, like just the medical space, medical fuel, like every minute counts in those scenarios. And so like if that can give you a 2 minute saver, right? Almost like with emergency services, getting there 30 seconds quicker for a structure fire or a medical emergency, like that's between life and death sometimes.
Yeah. So, you may have seen, we have an emergency light feature on our universal access points, on our ride points. We say time is life. So if you have an emergency at your house, hit the 911 icon on our app. It says police, fire, ambulance. Say you need an ambulance, you press that. It sends an automated dispatch to the ambulance dispatcher. At that same moment, your arrive point will start strobing red and white lights. That denotes the ambulance. If it's a fire, it's red. If it's a police, it's red and blue. The reason we make that difference is, say you have a neighbor and they know you're having a health problem with an ambulance, they might run in and save your life.
Wow.
So say you're having a home invasion, you got a police action, they might not want to run in, right? Because they get caught up in that. So, but first responders, we've got endorsements from over 200 first responders that, time is life. There's a lot of times where GPS only gets you so close, or there's not a number on a house, or it's obscured, whatever it might be. There's time is everything when you're responding in these moments. And if we can save one life, what's the value of that, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, I used to be a firefighter back in my days, and I can't tell you how many calls we would go on where we're like, is this the address or is that the address? Is this the right person? And it's like, we don't have time to figure out, can't read the sign, can't read the numbers on the house. But in this case, if you have a drone or some sort of robotics that's displaying a light, I mean, how much easier is that? And that's as simple as it gets.
We have a video on our website. If you go check it out, we've got first responders, police, fire, and ambulance showing the use case. It's amazing. Yeah, I've seen a ton of times myself where an ambulance and a fire truck are chasing each other, trying to find the right address. They go down the wrong, and nobody does that on purpose, but things happen, right? So if we can disrupt that and deliver that with all the other things we're doing, man, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely. But with you know, talking about kind of like the upcoming years and months that you have planned out, what are some of the maybe AI initiatives that you have planned out, and where do you see maybe AI playing a role in your operations next?
You know, AI is we are an AI company at our foundation. We've got our first tier developers, and we're doing all that nascent work. Yeah, you know, as I mentioned earlier, there's more we don't know about what we're going to do than we do know. We're letting the customer opportunities take us to the things that we want to develop. You know, one of the things is you can sit in a vacuum and think of 100 ideas, but when the rubber meets the road and you start deploying, you know, that's when you figure out, hey, what if we could do this? What if we can do that? And, you know, there's just so many things I can't even fathom to talk to them about you with you here right now. But yeah, we started out with our base use case, and we are a new company. We're rolling out right now, but we got our first deployments just happening. So we're learning those things, and that's where we want to really leverage that.
Yeah, absolutely. And for everyone listening in today, Dan, what would you suggest if people want to learn a little bit more about you, about Arrive AI, where can they go to learn more, and what would you suggest to them?
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. You can go to arriveai.com. We got a lot of stuff there. You can Google us. You know, one of the things about us is we've kind of gone a different route to get to where we are, but we went through the crowdfunding route. We've had 3 crowdfunding campaigns. We've raised $12 million in the last 4 years, culminating with going public, you know, just recently on the NASDAQ. We've got a $40 million capitalization that came with going public. So we're going to really be able to accelerate what we're doing. We have 5,000 investors as we went to go public. You know, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I always want to be the company that I would want to invest in. For that reason, I put my phone number out there, same number I've had for the last 35 years. We have 5,000 investors. I know a lot of them because we've talked on the phone. And that's who we want to continue to be. You know, we just love being, if we ask somebody to invest in our company, we should be there to take a question, a comment, a critique, whatever it is. And I'm really proud of the relationship and how this strong community that we have. So check us out, arriveai.com, or Google us. There's tons of media reports and articles and press releases. We're doing a lot of stuff and just love to have everybody look at us.
Awesome. Awesome. Love it. Amazing. Thank you so much, Dan, for being on the show today. It was absolutely amazing to have you on today. Hopefully you enjoyed being on as well.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks for sharing our vision out there. Anything anybody needs, you can email me, dan@arriveai.com. You can call me, 317-694-7520. Love to hear your thoughts. And thank you, Kyle. Put the word out.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Hey, remember, thanks so much, everybody. And if you're looking to implement AI into your business today, don't try and do it yourself. This time is takes time and stress that the AI will cause if you're just trying to do it yourself. It just isn't worth it. Schedule a call with GPT Trainer and let them build out and manage your AI agent for you. Again, that's gpt-trainer.com to schedule your consultation. Signing off for now. Dan, it's a pleasure having you. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and looking forward to seeing you on the next episode of the AI Chronicles. Talk to you soon.